Chapter 24, Intake and Exhaust System. Air Intake Filtration. Need for air filtering, gasoline must be mixed with air to form a combustible mixture. Air movement into an engine occurs due to low pressure, or vacuum, being created in the engine. See Figure 24.1. Air contains dirt and other materials that cannot be allowed to reach the engine. Just as fuel filters are used to clean impurities from gasoline, an air cleaner and filter are used to remove contaminants from the air. The three main jobs of the air cleaner and filter include: 1. Clean the air before it is mixed with fuel. 2. Silence intake noise. 3. Act as a flame arrestor in case of a backfire. The automotive engine uses about 9,000 gallons, or 34,000 liters, of air for every gallon of gasoline burned at an air-fuel ratio of 14.7 to 1 by weight. Without proper filtering of the air before it enters the engine, dust and dirt in the air can seriously damage engine parts and shorten engine life. Abrasive particles can cause wear any place inside the engine where two surfaces move against each other, such as piston rings against the cylinder wall. The dirt particles then pass by the piston rings and into the crankcase. From the crankcase, the particles circulate throughout the engine in the oil. Large amounts of abrasive particles in the oil can damage other moving engine parts. The filter that cleans the intake air is in a two-piece air cleaner housing made either of stamped steel, or composite, usually nylon-reinforced plastic, materials. Air filter elements. The paper air filter element is the most common type of filter. It is made of a chemically treated paper stock that contains tiny passages in the fibers. These passages form an indirect path for the airflow to follow. The airflow passes through several fiber surfaces, each of which traps microscopic particles of dust, dirt, and carbon. Most air filters are capable of trapping dirt and other particles larger than 10 to 25 microns in size. 1 micron is equal to 0.000039 of an inch. Note: a person can only see objects that are 40 microns or larger in size. A human hair is about 50 microns in diameter. See Figure 24.2. Refer to Figure 24.1. Downward movement of the piston lowers the air pressure inside the combustion chamber. The pressure differential between the atmosphere and the inside of the engine forces air into the engine. Refer to Figure 24.2. Dust and dirt in the air are trapped in the air filter so they do not enter the engine. Filter replacement. Manufacturers recommend cleaning or replacing the air filter element at periodic intervals, usually listed in terms of distance driven or months of service. The distance and time intervals are based on so-called normal driving. More frequent air filter replacement is necessary when the vehicle is driven under dusty, dirty, or other severe conditions. It is best to replace a filter element before it becomes too dirty to be effective. A dirty air filter that passes contaminants can cause engine wear. Remotely mounted air filters and ducts. Air cleaner and duct design depend on a number of factors, such as the size, shape, and location of other engine compartment components, as well as the vehicle body structure. Port fuel injection systems generally use a horizontally mounted throttle body. Some systems also have a mass airflow known as MAF sensor between the throttle body and the air cleaner. Because placing the air cleaner housing next to the throttle body would cause engine and vehicle design problems, it is more efficient to use this remote air cleaner placement. See Figure 24.3. Turbocharged engines present a similar problem. The air cleaner connects to the air inlet elbow at the turbocharger. However, the tremendous heat generated by the turbocharger makes it impractical to place the air cleaner housing too close to the turbocharger. Remote air cleaners are connected to the turbocharger air inlet elbow or fuel injection throttle body by composite ducting that is usually retained by clamps. The ducting used may be rigid or flexible, but all connections must be airtight. Air filter restriction indicator. Some vehicles, especially pickup trucks that are often driven in dusty conditions, are equipped with an air filter restriction indicator. The purpose of this device is to give a visual warning when the air filter is restricted and needs to be replaced. The device operates by detecting the slight drop in pressure that occurs when an air filter is restricted. The calibration before the red warning bar or replace air filter message appears varies, but is usually 15 to 20 inches of water for gasoline engines, 20 to 30 inches of water for diesel engines. Refer to Figure 24.3. Most air filter housings are located on the side of the engine compartment and use flexible rubber hose to direct the airflow into the throttle body of the engine. Refer to Figure 24.4, a typical air filter restriction indicator used on a General Motors truck engine. The indicator turns red when it detects enough restriction to require a filter replacement. The unit of inches of water is used to measure the difference in air pressure before and after the air filter. The unit is very small, because 28 inch of water is equal to a pound per inch too. Some air filter restriction indicators, especially on diesel engines, include an electrical switch used to light a dash-mounted warning lamp when the air filter needs to be replaced. See Figure 24.4. Tech tip. Always check the air filter. Always inspect the air filter and the air intake system carefully during routine service. Debris or objects deposited by animals can cause a restriction to the airflow and can reduce engine performance. See Figure 24.5. Refer to Figure 24.5, Figure A, note the discovery as the air filter housing was opened during service on a Pontiac. The nuts were obviously deposited by squirrels, or some other animal. Figure B, not only was the housing filled with nuts, but also this air filter was extremely dirty, indicating that this vehicle had not been serviced for a long time. Frequently asked question. What does this tube do? What is the purpose of the odd-shaped tube attached to the inlet duct between the air filter and the throttle body, as seen in Figure 24.6? The tube shape is designed to dampen out certain resonant frequencies that can occur at specific engine speeds. The length and shape of this tube are designed to absorb shock waves that are created in the air intake system and to provide a reservoir for the air that will then be released into the airstream during cycles of lower pressure. This resonance tube is often called a Helmholtz resonator, named for the discoverer of the relationship between shape and value of frequency, Hermann L. F. von Helmholtz of the University of Hohenasperg in East Prussia. The overall effect of these resonance tubes is to reduce the noise of the air entering the engine. Refer to Figure 24.6. A resonance tube, called a Helmholtz resonator, is used on the intake duct between the air filter and the throttle body to reduce air intake noise during engine acceleration. Fuel injection intake manifolds. Terminology: the size and shape of port fuel injected engine intake manifolds can be optimized because the only thing in the manifold is air. The fuel injector is located in the intake manifold about 3 to 4 inches, or 70 to 100 millimeters, from the intake valve. Therefore, the runner length and shape are designed for tuning only. There is no need to keep an air-fuel mixture thoroughly mixed, or homogenized, throughout its trip from the TBI unit to the intake valve. Intake manifold runners are tuned to improve engine performance. Long runners build low RPM torque. Shorter runners provide maximum high RPM power. See Figures 24-7 and 24-8. Refer to Figure 24-7. The graph shows the effect of sonic tuning of the intake manifold runners. The longer runners increase the torque peak and move it to a lower RPM. The 600 mm intake runner is about 24 inches long. Refer to Figure 24.8. Airflow through the large diameter upper intake manifold is distributed to smaller diameter individual runners in the lower manifold in this two-piece manifold design. Intake manifold design. Intake runners. Some engines with four valve heads utilize a dual or variable intake runner design. At lower engine speeds, long intake runners provide low speed torque. At higher engine speeds, shorter intake runners are opened by means of a computer-controlled valve to increase high-speed power. Many intake manifolds are designed to provide both short runners best for higher engine speed power and longer runners best for lower engine speed torque. See Figure 24.9. Plastic intake manifolds. Most intake manifolds are made from thermoplastic molded from fiberglass reinforced nylon by either casting or by injection molding. Some manifolds are molded in two parts and bonded together. Plastic intake manifolds are lighter than aluminum manifolds and can better insulate engine heat from the fuel injectors. Plastic intake manifolds have smoother interior surfaces than do other types of manifolds, resulting in greater airflow. See Figure 24.10. Upper and lower intake manifolds. Many intake manifolds are constructed in two parts. A lower section attaches to the cylinder heads and includes passages from the intake ports. An upper manifold, usually called the plenum, connects to the lower unit and includes the long passages needed to help provide the ram effect that helps the engine deliver maximum torque at low engine speeds. The throttle body attaches to the upper intake. The use of a two-part intake manifold allows for easier manufacturing, as well as assembly, but can create additional locations for leaks. If the lower intake manifold gasket leaks, not only could a vacuum leak occur, affecting the operation of the engine, but a coolant leak or an oil leak can also occur if the manifold is coolant flowing through it. A leak at the gaskets of the upper intake manifold usually results in a vacuum, air, leak only. Refer to Figure 24.9, The air flowing into the engine can be directed through long or short runners for best performance and fuel economy. Refer to Figure 2410. Many plastic intake manifolds are constructed using many parts glued together to form complex passages for airflow into the engine. Variable intake manifolds. Purpose and function. Variable intake manifolds, commonly called a variable length intake manifold known as VLIM, allow the engine to produce a higher level of torque and horsepower over a wide range of engine speeds. Most variable intake manifolds use two separate pathways for the flow of air into the engine, each controlled by a valve that is used to control the path of airflow. A long path is used to allow the engine to produce a higher torque at lower engine speeds and to increase fuel economy. A short path is used to allow the engine to produce higher power at higher engine speeds. See Figure 2411. Terminology. Vehicle manufacturers use different terms for their design of variable intake manifolds, such as variable intake system, or VIS, or variable intake manifold known as VIM. Some examples of vehicle manufacturer-specific terms include: Acura has a variable volume induction known as VVI. BMW has a differential air intake, or differentiated variable air intake. Dodge and Chrysler has a manifold tuning valve known as MTV. Ford dual stage intake known as DSI, or the intake manifold runner control known as IMRC, for four valve engines, and the charge motion control valve known as CMCV, for three valve engines. Land Rover has a variable geometry induction known as VGI. Mazda has a variable inertia charging system known as VICS. Mitsubishi has a Mitsubishi variable induction management known as MVIM. Toyota has a Toyota variable induction system known as TVIS, or acoustic control induction system known as ACIS. Variable intake system diagnosis, because the variable intake manifold system is used to enhance rather than control engine operation, unless there is a stored diagnostic trouble code known as DTC, such as P0660 and the check engine light on, the average driver may or may not notice that the system is not operating correctly. However, some drivers may notice some or all of the following symptoms if the variable intake manifold system is not working: lower than normal engine performance, rough or unstable idle, and lower than normal fuel economy. If any of these symptoms are reported by the driver or related DTC is stored, check the system by performing a thorough visual inspection. Always follow the vehicle manufacturer's recommended testing and service procedures. Refer to Figure 2411, a typical variable intake manifold where the length of the intake passage is changed using a valve to change the direction of the airflow. Exhaust gas recirculation passages. Purpose and function: to reduce the emission of oxides of nitrogen known as NOx, engines have been equipped with exhaust gas recirculation known as EGR valves. From 1973 until recently, they were used on almost all vehicles. Most EGR valves are mounted on the intake manifold. Because of the efficiency of computer-controlled fuel injection, some newer engines do not require an EGR system to meet emission standards. As an alternative to the EGR valve, the new engines trap some exhaust in the cylinder by closing the exhaust valve sooner. Refer to Figure 2412. A typical long exhaust gas line used to cool the exhaust gases before being recirculated back into the intake manifold. On engines with EGR systems, the EGR valve opens at speeds above idle on a warm engine. When open, the valve allows a small portion of the exhaust gas, 5% to 10%, to enter the intake manifold. The EGR system has some means of interconnecting of the exhaust and intake manifolds. The EGR valve controls the gas flow through the passages. On V-type engines, the intake manifold crossover is used as a source of exhaust gas for the EGR system. A cast passage connects the exhaust crossover to the EGR valve. On inline-type engines, an external tube is generally used to carry exhaust gas to the EGR valve. Exhaust gas coolers. The exhaust gases are more effective in reducing NOx emissions if the exhaust is cooled before being drawn into the cylinders. This tube is often designed to be long so that the exhaust gas is cooled before it enters the EGR valve. See Figure 2412. Exhaust manifolds. Purpose and function: the exhaust manifold is designed to collect high-temperature spent gases from the individual head exhaust ports and directs them into a single outlet connected to the exhaust system. See Figure 2413. The hot gases are sent to an exhaust pipe, then to a catalytic converter, to the muffler, to a resonator, and onto the tailpipe, where they are vented to the atmosphere. The exhaust system is designed to meet the following needs. Provide the least possible amount of restriction or back pressure. Keep the exhaust noise at a minimum. Exhaust gas temperature will vary according to the power produced by the engine. The manifold must be designed to operate at both engine idle and continuous full power. Under full power conditions, the exhaust manifold can become red hot, causing a great deal of expansion. The temperature of an exhaust manifold can exceed 1,500 degrees Fahrenheit, or 815 degrees Celsius. Refer to Figure 2413. The exhaust gases are pushed out of the cylinder by the piston on the exhaust stroke. Construction: most exhaust manifolds are made from the following: cast iron and steel tubing. During vehicle operation, manifold temperatures usually reach the high temperature extremes. The manifold is bolted to the head in a way that will allow expansion and contraction. In some cases, hollow-headed bolts are used to maintain a gas-tight seal, while still allowing normal expansion and contraction. Many exhaust manifolds have heat shields to help keep exhaust heat off the spark plug wires and to help keep the heat from escaping to improve exhaust emissions. See Figure 2414. Exhaust systems are especially designed for the engine-chassis combination. The exhaust system length, pipe size, and silencer are designed, where possible, to make use of the tuning effect within the exhaust system. Tuning occurs when the exhaust pulses from the cylinders are emptied into the manifold between the pulses of other cylinders. See Figure 2415. Exhaust manifold gaskets. Exhaust heat will expand the manifold more than it will expand the head. The heat causes the exhaust manifold to slide on the sealing surface of the head. The heat also causes thermal stress. When the manifold is removed from the engine for service, the stress is relieved, which may cause the manifold to warp slightly. Exhaust manifold gaskets are included in gasket sets to seal slightly warped exhaust manifolds. These gaskets should be used, even if the engine did not originally use exhaust manifold gaskets. When an exhaust manifold gasket has facing on one side only, put the facing side against the head and put the manifold against the perforated metal core. The manifold can slide on the metal of the gasket just as it slid on the sealing surface of the head. Gaskets are used on new engines with tubing or header type exhaust manifolds. They may have several layers of steel for high temperature sealing. The layers are spot welded together. Some are embossed where special sealing is needed. See Figure 2417. Many new engines do not use gaskets with cast exhaust manifolds. The flat surface of the new cast iron exhaust manifold fits tightly against the flat surface of the new head. Refer to Figure 2414. This exhaust manifold, or red area, is equipped with a heat shield to help retain heat and reduce exhaust emissions. Refer to Figure 2415. Many exhaust manifolds are constructed of steel tubing and are free-flowing to improve engine performance. Frequently asked question: how can a cracked exhaust manifold affect engine performance? Cracks in an exhaust manifold will not only allow exhaust gases to escape and cause noise, but also allow air to enter the exhaust manifold. See Figure 2416. Exhaust flows from the cylinders as individual puffs or pressure pulses. Behind each of these pressure pulses, a low pressure, below atmospheric pressure, is created. Outside air at atmospheric pressure is then drawn into the exhaust manifold through the crack. This outside air contains 21% oxygen and is measured by the oxygen sensor known as O2S. The air passing the O2S signals the engine computer that the engine is operating too lean, or excess oxygen, and the computer, not knowing that the lean indicator is false, adds additional fuel to the engine. The result is that the engine will be operating richer, or more fuel than normal, and spark plugs could become fouled by fuel, causing poor engine operation. Refer to Figure 2416. A crack in an exhaust manifold is often not visible because a heat shield usually covers the area. A crack in the exhaust manifold upstream of the oxygen sensor can fool the sensor and affect engine operation. Refer to Figure 2417, typical exhaust manifold gaskets. Note how they are laminated to allow the exhaust manifold to expand and contract due to heating and cooling. Tech tip: using the correct tool saves time. When cast iron exhaust manifolds are removed, the stresses built up in the manifolds often cause the manifolds to twist or bend. This distortion even occurs when the exhaust manifolds have been allowed to cool before removal. Attempting to reinstall distorted exhaust manifolds is often a time-consuming and frustrating exercise. However, special spreading jacks can be used to force the manifold back into position so that the fasteners can be lined up with the cylinder head. See Figure 2418. Refer to Figure 2418 in Exhaust Manifold Spreader Tool. Exhaust System Components. Catalytic Converter. The catalytic converter is placed as close to the engine as possible so that the heat can help the converter work most efficiently. Some engines do not use a separate exhaust manifold and instead use a manifold that is cast as part of the cylinder head. In this situation, the catalytic converter is attached directly to the cylinder head. See Figure 2419. Exhaust pipes. The exhaust pipes from the catalytic converter rearward are used to conduct the hot exhaust gases to the rear of the vehicle. The pipes are usually constructed of aluminized or stainless steel to resist rust and corrosion. Refer to Figure 2419. The exhaust manifold on this Honda is actually part of the cylinder head and not a separate part. The catalytic converter is attached directly to the cylinder head using four studs. Heat shields and hangers. Exhaust systems are equipped with heat shields in several locations to help prevent the heat from the exhaust system moving upward toward the floor of the vehicle. Help prevent the heat from the catalytic converter from touching possible flammable tall grass if the vehicle is being driven off of a paved road. Hangers are used to isolate heat and vibrations in the exhaust system, cylinder firing pulses, from entering the body of the vehicle. They also allow the exhaust system to move as the exhaust system gets hotter, which causes the pipes to grow in length. The flexible hangers allow for this movement. Refer to Figure 2420, a typical exhaust system showing the heat shields and hangers used to isolate exhaust system vibrations from the vehicle body, exhaust manifold and to control the movement as the exhaust system changes in length due to heat. Refer to Figure 2421, exhaust gases expand and cool as they travel through passages in the muffler. Mufflers. Purpose and function. When the exhaust valve opens, it rapidly releases high-pressure gas. This sends a strong air pressure wave through the atmosphere inside the exhaust system, which produces a sound we call an explosion. It is the same sound produced when the high-pressure gases from burned gunpowder are released from a gun. In an engine, the pulses are released one after another. The explosions come so fast that they blend together in a steady roar. Sound is air vibration. When the vibrations are large, the sound is loud. The muffler catches the large bursts of high-pressure exhaust gas from the cylinder, smoothing out the pressure pulses and allowing them to be released at an even and constant rate. It does this through the use of perforated tubes within the muffler chamber. The smooth flowing gases are released to the tailpipe. In this way, the muffler silences engine exhaust noise. See Figure 2421. Construction. Most mufflers have a larger inlet diameter than outlet diameter. As the exhaust enters the muffler, it expands and cools. The cooler exhaust is denser and occupies less volume. The diameter of the outlet of the muffler and the diameter of the tailpipe can be reduced with no decrease in efficiency. Sometimes resonators are used in the exhaust system and the catalytic converter also acts as a muffler. They provide additional expansion space at critical points in the exhaust system to smooth out the exhaust gas flow. The tailpipe carries the exhaust gases from the muffler to the air, away from the vehicle. In most cases, the tailpipe exit is at the rear of the vehicle, below the rear bumper. In some cases, the exhaust is released at the side of the vehicle, just ahead of or just behind the rear wheel. The muffler and tailpipe are supported with brackets, called hangers, which help to isolate the exhaust noise from the rest of the vehicle. The types of exhaust system hangers include rubberized fabric with metal ends that hold the muffler and tailpipe in position so that they do not touch any metal part, to isolate the exhaust noise from the rest of the vehicle. Rubber material that looks like large rubber bands, which slip over the hooks on the exhaust system, and the hooks are attached to the body of the vehicle. Refer to Figure 2422. A hole in the muffler allows condensed water to escape. Frequently asked question. Why is there a hole in my muffler? Many mufflers are equipped with a small hole in the lower rear part to drain accumulated water. About 1 gallon of water is produced in the form of steam for each gallon of gasoline burned. The water is formed when gasoline is burned in the cylinder. Water consists of two molecules of hydrogen and one of oxygen, or H2O. The hydrogen, or H, comes from the fuel and the oxygen, or O, comes from the air. During combustion, the hydrogen from the fuel combines with some of the oxygen in the air to form water vapor. The water vapor condenses on the cooler surfaces of the exhaust system, especially in the muffler, until the vehicle has been driven long enough to fully warm the exhaust above the boiling point of water, 212 degrees Fahrenheit, or 100 degrees Celsius. See Figure 2422. Tech tip. Perform an exhaust system tap test. The condition of an exhaust system is often hard to determine by visual inspection only. Many professional service technicians use a rubber mallet and tap the each section of the exhaust system. This test often finds broken heat shields that rattle when the system is tapped, or a loose hanger, or even a section of the exhaust that is corroded from the inside out and the weak area could not be seen. To perform an exhaust tap test, start at the front of the vehicle and lightly tap on each section using a small rubber mallet. Continue taping each section to the rear. If any rattles are heard, then further inspection is needed in that area to find the root cause. Fix or repair is needed. Review questions. Question 1. What are three main jobs of the air cleaner and filter? Question 2. How can fuel-injected engine intake manifolds be tuned to improve engine performance? Question 3. What is a variable intake manifold? Question 4. How does a muffler quiet exhaust noise? Question 5. What is the purpose and function of exhaust system hangers? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. The air filter restriction indicator uses what to detect when it signals to replace the filter? A. Number of hours of engine operation. B. Number of miles of vehicle travel. C. The amount of light that can pass through the filter. D. The amount of restriction measured in inches of water. Question 2. Air filters can remove particles and dirt as small as A. 5 to 10 microns. B. 10 to 25 microns. Circa 30 to 40 microns. D. 40 to 50 microns. Question 3. Why do many port fuel-injected engines use long intake manifold runners? A. To reduce exhaust emissions. B. To heat the incoming air. C. To increase high RPM power. D. To increase low RPM torque. Question 4. The upper portion of a two-part intake manifold is often called the A. Housing. B. Lower part. C. Plenum. D. Vacuum chamber. Question 5. Which of the following are terms for a variable intake manifold? A. Variable intake system, or VIS. B. Variable volume induction, or VVI. C. Dual stage intake, or DESI. D. Any of the above. Question 6. Why are the EGR gases cooled before entering the engine on some engines? A. Cool exhaust gas is more effective at controlling NOx emissions. B. To help prevent the exhaust from slowing down. C. To prevent damage to the intake valve. D. To prevent heating the air-fuel mixture in the cylinder. Question 7. Technician A says that a cracked exhaust manifold can affect engine operation. Technician B says that a leaking lower intake manifold gasket could cause a vacuum leak. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither technician A nor B. Question 8. Technician A says that some intake manifolds are plastic. Technician B says that some intake manifolds are constructed in two parts or sections, upper and lower. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither technician A nor B. Question 9. Why is the catalytic converter placed as close to the engine as possible? A. For easier access when working on the engine. B. So the heat can help the converter work most efficiently. C. To allow the exhaust pipes from the catalytic converter rearward to be as long as possible. D. To prevent the heat from the exhaust system moving upward toward the floor of the vehicle. Question 10. The blank smooths out the pressure pulses in the exhaust system, allowing them to be released at an even and constant rate. A. Exhaust manifold. B. Muffler. C. Intake manifold. D. Exhaust gas recirculation valve. End of chapter 24.